time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
And a good Monday night to you. Welcome into Buff Talk here on Monday, September 25th. Hope you all got your weeks off to a great start. Cal Friedman here for KWKR 99.9. We got a busy show tonight here live from Old Chicago. We will hear from Buffalo's football head coach Brian Hill later on. And we will also hear from a couple of you Buffalo's players in Braden Steep and Braden Dibble later on in the show. But for now, we'd like to start with volleyball head coach Tristan Bailey, who has brought the whole family here tonight. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
So if you're hearing a little baby voice in the background, you brought your daughter Sloan. You've also brought your other daughter. How's it been so far with the family?
It's good. The fall is always busy with me coaching volleyball and my husband coaches football. So we divide and conquer a lot. So they were the lucky ones to get to join us tonight.
Got it. We've also brought on senior Camden Carr. Cam, how are you doing tonight?
Good
to hear. You were telling me season's gotten off to a great start, but you've done this before, correct?
Yeah, I did it for basketball.
Okay, got it. Coach, let me dive in. So your team has been on fire over the last 10 days. You've not only won 8 games in a row, but you've only lost one set in that entire time. Have you ever had a team start this strong?
It's been a while since we've strung together this many wins. So it's been nice to obviously see them have some success for such a long period of time. So,
what do you think has been working so well?
I think it's just honestly their chemistry and their execution. I think we got off to, I wouldn't say a rough start, but it was just they didn't have the level of confidence that they do right now. So I think they've definitely started clicking in that regard.
Cam, you were telling me about the rough start. You guys lost 3 of your first 9. What did it take for this team to kind of overcome those first couple games?
I think that we really had to band together this year. And one thing that we've struggled with in the past is not really believing in how good we are. And I think that we just had to come together as a team and realize that we are really good. And if we want to do big things this year, then we're going to need each other.
What did it take for you guys to kind of come and believe together? We've had some good seasons in the past.
Yeah, I think that we all just kind of had to come together, have a team talk, make sure that we were all on the same page. And I think that that's helped our chemistry. And the first game of the Liberal tournament, we won. And then I think that that was just an eye-opener and helped us win the whole entire tournament.
Sloan's having some fun right now.
She is. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry. No worries. I am not ready for that yet. So to go into kind of that team talk that your team had, you ever had a team do that within the first 10 games of the season?
Yeah, we have. They're always unique, though. You never really know what needs they're going to come with and what concerns they might have. But I do think that, you know, they were able to be honest with each other and have some difficult conversations that ultimately helped them turn a corner. So I'm glad we took time to do that.
We had you on the show earlier in August. You said you had a lot of returners in this group, which meant that this team kind of had high expectations. How has that experience kind of helped you out in WAC play?
I think it's really just a level of maturity. I mean, I think they know what they can do. And it's just a matter of them believing in themselves. I mean, they've put in the time and they've done everything that we've asked them to do.
I think we're tough. I think that that's a really good word to describe us. This group of people have been playing together for a really long time. And I think that this is one of the most mentally tough groups of people that we've had in a while. And skill-wise, we're pretty tough, too.
Where does that come from, that toughness?
I think that it just comes from years of playing volleyball together. And then also, I think that we've learned from Bailey to just always have a tough mindset. And the years before has really helped us get to where we are now.
Coach, what would you say the biggest growth this team has made from August to September?
I would say just their defensive effort, probably. We're running a different defense than we have in the past, and I think that has brought a lot of energy to our team. We're able to put players in positions where they can make plays, and I think that fuels like back row to front row, and we're able to execute a lot better that way.
You have a lot of experience when I'm looking at your roster in the middle, senior libero, senior setter. How does that help this team out?
Well, kind of like what Cam said, they've played together for a long time, and they've trusted the process since, you know, their elementary years. Like, they've done everything that we've asked them to do, and ultimately, I think what they really had to learn was that it's not anyone else's team, it's theirs, and we'll go as far as they want to. And once they kind of took hold of that ownership, we really turned a corner.
What would you say you're most surprised with your team's play so far?
What I'm most surprised about, I would say, is like we've had to make some changes to our lineup, and we've had to have a sophomore, Ava Luna, come in and play. And I think that was something that we weren't necessarily expecting, but she stepped in and she's done a great job. And it took some time, but the girls have really mentored her and supported her, and it's been fun to watch her kind of, you know, fit in with them. So,
Cam, how's it been playing with Ava? Just a player that, you know, it's just settled into this team, but it's clearly been making an impression according to coach.
I think that she's doing a really good job. She's adapted really well, and she's one of our stronger hitters as well. And I think that she's really stepped up to the plate and done what this team has needed her to do.
I was touching on it a little before we hopped on the air. It's your senior year. Has this stuff been settling into you?
Yeah, not at first, but it really has now, and it's going by fast. So it's time to step on the gas pedal and do big things this season.
Coach, is it difficult when you have these seniors, you know, playing their last couple seasons?
It is, just because, you know, as we play more matches, I know that, like Cam said, the end is closer than what we would like it to be. But I think ultimately it's our goal to get them where they want to go. And as long as they reach their potential, which I think they have all of what they need to be able to do that, then we'll be able to send them off and on a good note.
You mentioned all the seniors that played in this team. Cam, what's been your favorite part about playing with this group?
I think that I just love all of the memories that we've made, and that we're all like each other's best friends. We don't really fight that often. It's always just laughs and giggles and just fun memories.
Do you have a favorite memory?
Not yet this year.
Okay. But overall during your time here?
Well, I think one of my favorite memories is this one time that we had a team bonding in Wichita, and this boy, we were riding golf carts, and this boy ran right into the like railing, and we all just laughed about it for days.
Oh.
And that was just a memorable moment for the whole rest of the season.
Got it. Coach, so coming up this week, a couple district games, Dodge City and Liberal, two teams that you've already beaten so far this season. What do you want your team to do on this Tuesday to have success and be able to repeat that same success that you had earlier on in the year?
I want them to be disciplined and just have a night where they come out, start to finish, and just do what they need to do. We have a tendency sometimes to stack errors, unfortunately, which is just kind of the nature of the game as well. But I think the best teams are the ones that got to make plays when the time comes, and they can definitely do that. But, you know, being on an 8-game win streak, with that comes some pressure. But I don't want them to view it that way, more so just, you know, as a privilege to go out and continue to perform at a high level.
Do you recognize the 8-game win streak? Like, do you want to address it? Like, is it something that you want to be proud of, or is it something that's kind of taboo? Like, we don't want to mention that we're on this win streak.
I mean, for me personally, I don't, it doesn't bother me. We're kind of moving on to the next one, but I don't know. You'd have to ask Cam, I guess, if they feel any pressure that way, but it's not like an elephant in the room or anything. It's more so just something that we're proud of and excited about and want to continue.
Cam, have you ever gone on a win streak this long?
I haven't.
Okay. So let's hope he keeps going then.
Yes.
Let me ask this, because I've talked to Coach in the past about WAC play. Dodge City, Liberal, it seems that you're always playing every single year. Does the intensity of these games get a little bigger when you step on the court?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is a lot harder to play, I feel like, because you just feel like there's a lot more pressure because we want to win WAC. But I will say that it is more of the fun games to play whenever we play our WAC league. So I really do enjoy playing the WAC.
To either one of you, is there any games during this final month of the season that you're really paying attention to?
Well, I think all of them are going to matter for postseason. I know it was a goal for our seniors after we had to travel to Lawrence Free State last year for sub-state. It was their goal to host. And Cam and C and Beanie, we all kind of looked at where we stand compared to some of the other schools in the West. And we're definitely in the mix right now, but it's really just going to be a matter of, you know, winning the games we're supposed to and not taking any nights off.
All right, well, Buffalo's women's volleyball on an 8-game win streak right now. They're back in action on Tuesday as they take on Dodge City and Liberal. That is head coach Justin Bailey and senior Camden Carr. Thank you both for coming on tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into Buffalo's football after a big-time win in WAC play. That's all coming up here on Buff Talk Live from Old Chicago.